Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. It's Morphin time to another RPG Commentaries. I am your host, Red Ranger Iggy. Joining me is Black Ranger Dragon. Say hi.
Wait, why am I Black Ranger? Why am I not the Green Ranger?
Fine,
I am the Dragon God, motherfucker.
Yeah, fine. The Green Ranger Dragon. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going? How you doing?
So here we are. We're here. This is a 21-year-old movie later this summer. We are here to talk over the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Now, since this is just boring intro right now, I don't think kids who are watch Power Rangers now understand how much of a cultural phenomenon this show was back in the mid-90s. Like,
just about everybody watched it.
Around our age group. Like, if you were a little bit older, you thought it was too stupid, but, like, we were the perfect age for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Like, if you go to the playground, chances are you either played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers, and you argued over who was who. Me, I was always the Blue Ranger because I was the nerd.
I didn't do anything like that because I was not well-liked.
Ah, could have made some love.
Oh, well.
So, here we are with the movie, which, if you watch, actually, funny enough, the show does a better version of this than I think the movie does. Because we get Ninjor. You remember Ninjor from the show?
Yeah, he was a great guy.
The big blue guy. So
yeah, it's Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
That's his name, right?
What's funny enough is that this is, if you follow, like, watch the TV show, you know that we're looking at this cast. This is, for the most part, except for I'm trying to remember their names. Billy and Kimberly. Those are the only two original members. Because Tommy wasn't the White Ranger, who's not even the Green Ranger in this one. Was not part of the initial lineup. And then, of course, the Red, Yellow, and Black Rangers were all replaced by Aisha, Rocky, who's now the Red Ranger, and
Johnny Young Bosch.
But what's his name in the show?
We're just going to name him
Johnny Young Bosch. Also, this is how you know it's 1995, because Extreme Sports Dudes!
This would later inspire the story for an extremely goofy movie.
I love how they're always, you know, some of the things I loved about the Power Rangers show back in the day, I don't know if the new shows do it because I refuse to watch, but, like, I love how they're always color-coded with their, whatever they're wearing. I just love that. Like, she, like, obviously look at, by the way, any, kid was, like, I'm pretty sure, like a lot of young man's first female crushes were Trini and Kimberly, respectively. Like, Jesus, even Amy Jo Johnson at her age now, she still looks freaking gorgeous.
A little fun fact. Also, it looks like Billy is still wearing his costume. Anyways, and that wasn't what I was going to bring up. Apparently, Jason David Frank, the person playing the White Ranger in this movie, still skydives like this very frequently.
That dude lives a wonderful life. Fun fact, I actually got to meet Billy, David Yost, the Blue Ranger, at a comic convention about 3 years ago.
Is it Yost? I thought it was Yost.
It's probably either or. I pronounced it Yost for him. He didn't correct me, so maybe he just doesn't just because he's just like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. But I got to meet him. Dude's a very nice guy. Billy, David, I know you're probably not going to listen to this. If you do, thank you. But you were very nice. You're very cool. And even though as a kid I didn't like being the Blue Ranger, as I've grown up, the Blue Ranger has sort of become my favorite Ranger. Plus, it's my favorite color.
Dude, the Blue Ranger was always my favorite.
He had a trident.
The main two.
He had a trident. Never used it, though. He always, like, broke it up into daggers. But I liked it when he was a trident.
I didn't even care that what his weapon was. I just liked that he was the brains of the party.
Mm-hmm. So Blue Ranger was your favorite growing up?
No, besides, the green slash White Ranger.
Fun fact, I actually had in the Green Ranger. I think this commentary we're going to talk over as much as we can. I think a lot of this is just going to be us reminiscing over Power Rangers. I think that's probably why I did this, which is fine.
These two people probably aren't very important.
This is the only part I really don't like about the movie, because at least the movie is faithful to what the show is and that it's dumb action, versus whenever these two are on screen, it feels pointless and dumb. Like, why are we adding this emotional investment that doesn't need to be there? We're here for the Power Rangers, not for some dumb kid.
This is where all the money went into the budget.
What? The skydiving?
Skydiving.
I don't think it's that bad. They get new costumes in this that look awesome. They get, like, they, because obviously, if you don't know about Power Rangers back then, they didn't initially, like, the fight, like, they would do two different things. The scenes with the kids or the teenagers would be like in ours, but the footage came from Sentai, or what it's called in Japan, Sentai Rangers, I think. Until I think like later on did they start using their own footage, but here is the first time I think they created their own costumes, and these are specific costumes for the movie, which I think they look pretty slick for movie versions.
God, look at how young Tommy looks now.
Baby face, Jesus, he doesn't
Right?
now. Now he has all tattoos and everything, and he's in
And a
he.
lot more thick with muscles.
Yeah, dude's a mixed martial artist. Like, he's a legit martial artist.
Jesus never tapped. Or Jesus didn't tap.
Is that
What is it?
is that what he says?
That's what his main tattoo says,
Jesus
along
didn't.
with a lot of his merch.
Oh, and here's everybody's favorite bullies growing up, Balkan, or at least from our generation, Balkan Skull.
We can't even consider them bullies.
They were bullies.
Let's call them for what they are. They're comedy relief.
No, true. In a narrative sense, they're comedy relief and they're hilarious. But
Not even within their characters, they're not even really bullies.
they can be bullied. They can be mean
They
sometimes.
try to be bullies, but they always fail.
Yeah, true. You know what's funny is that they actually eventually become cops.
Yeah, dude.
Like, that was hilarious. So, like, I remember watching that. I'm like, wait, what? You guys are. Why are you becoming? And they would, of course, they would fail horribly.
I mean, they didn't fail that horribly at being cops.
By the way, this opening scene screams mid-90s. It just screams it.
I'm surprised we were able to do this commentary without the Sentai Rangers podcast joining us.
Oh well, maybe when we do Turbo Power Rangers movie, we'll bring him on for that one.
Oh man, that movie was great.
I don't have much memory from it. I just remember being excited when they brought back both the pink and the original Red Ranger, who becomes the Gold Ranger, who is my favorite Ranger of all time. Legit, Gold Ranger is my favorite from Zeo.
I just remember the names they were giving the cars when they finally got their
Turbo
new swords.
Lightning, Red Thunder, I can't remember the blue and the black ones. I love the truck, the blue one, the blue Thunder, I think that's what it was called.
The main one that makes me laugh every time I hear it, though, is the Windbreaker.
Is that the green one?
I think that was the pink one.
Okay. That doesn't make any. That sounds like a. That's a form of pants. The windbreakers.
It's also another way of saying someone farted.
Yeah, true. Also, look, what the hell is Bulk
I'm very
wearing?
immature.
What the hell is Bulk wearing?
It's one of those spinny hats. You never had a spinny
I
hat?
never had a spinny hat before.
I would wear a spinny hat if I could.
Course you would. And all of a sudden, ancient. That looks odd. This
I wonder
was.
what's in this
Did you
ancient
see
sewer.
this in theaters?
I did not, but I did own the VHS.
It was a big deal when this was happening. Like, this is a fucking experience. And now, funny enough, they're actually rebooting Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They're gonna do, and we'll do a commentary of that for sure. But they gonna do a movie about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, with a new cast and everything, which
Man,
I'm very.
speaking of reboots, what did you think of when that group of kids, or not kids, college students, tried to recreate it in a darker setting?
I thought it was interesting, and I thought I would be okay with this, but like, I'm glad it isn't because I don't like my Power Rangers too dark. I think there needs to be an element of camp with Power Rangers. Like, obviously, there are some pretty dark, like, at least for a kid, dark moments in the series, like when Tommy is the Green Ranger and he fights everybody, or when they lose all their power, or like the most one I can think of. Is when at the end of Turbo, leading in this in the space, when you have what was her name, Divatox,
I believe so.
when she basically takes over the command center, and it's like you've never seen that before as a kid, or like if you, I mean, like as a kid, the command center was this impenetrable fortress. Obviously, in this movie, it happens later on, but seeing that was sort of just like, holy shit.
I'm fairly certain we just saw a dude outright die in a Power Rangers cartoon.
Probably a lot
Not a cartoon, but
in
a
a movie, yeah,
movie.
or in either the movie or in the show.
I don't think anyone's actually died in the show in the originals, right?
No,
Like, people just left due to reasons.
hey, Mega Man, I can't now. I think of Mega Man when I see that. Oh, that iconic command center, man! I tell you.
And then you remember what happens to it.
Also, this is completely redesigned from like this is a first instance of built from the ground up before. Like, I love the command center in the show, but it was cheap. Like you can.
It's a shame they didn't use this
for the movie, or what?
After they created it for the movie, they would use it for the show. Also, holy shit, Zordon looks awful.
Yes, I like Zordon a lot better in the show. I got distracted from it.
He just looks like he was some kind of victim.
Yeah, and not like an omnipresent being of wisdom.
Like his face is just way too puffy.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't even look like he really has lips of any kind.
Mm-mm. But that voice is like, anytime I hear a wise old voice, I always hear Zordon's voice. Like this like to me, this is the first superhero team I ever followed was the Power Rangers.
I just remembered
what
the only death I've seen in Power Rangers.
What, when Zordon dies?
Yeah. Also spoilers.
Well, was that in what? That was in space, wasn't it?
No, I think that was in Wild Force.
That was the one after it, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I never watched it because to me, like when I heard Zordon was going to be involved in it, because I thought Zordon was going to be involved in it, and to me, Power Rangers ends when you remove Zordon. I'm sorry. I know there's a whole legion of Power Rangers fans that are younger than me, and that's fine. But to me, Power Rangers died when In Space ended. That is like that to me, like where, because at least from Mighty Morphin to In Space, there's different seasons, different characters, but there's a through line that connects all together.
Yeah, there was a constant story that evolved throughout the years.
But then after that, it pretty much kind of rebooted itself a little bit.
Also, with this movie, we have, I think, one new character. Yeah, Piggy over there.
Yeah, he was like, who the fuck is this guy? And here we have Lord Zedd, who was the
most intimidating 90s character ever.
Yeah, also, he was specifically created for the American control because he was not, I don't believe, on the Japanese one. Rita Repulsa is.
His brain is actually pulsing.
Yeah,
that was never in the show.
Yeah, they couldn't afford it. I love the slight update like touches they gave, because look how sleek his like metal outlinings look. Oh,
very chromey.
I love it. Goldar even looks pretty cool. Rita looks really cool. Piggy, you can go fuck off. I don't know.
You look like you came from a Ninja Turtles movie. Get out of here.
A little bit, yeah. Oh, Goldar was cool. You know, he had a cool design. Goldar has such a cool design.
Yeah, it's a shame he also just failed at everything.
I get it. Yeah, he pretty much fucks up.
Also, he's Kuwabara now, apparently.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all I can do. And who doesn't hear Rita's voice? Like, Rita has one of those iconic voices you will never forget if you watch the show.
Well, then, now after sleeping for 2,000 years, I'm free.
Yeah.
It's time to conquer Earth.
Every fucking morning, every fucking morning, man.
Well, I was saying
this CGI is pretty bad, though.
Ivan here, well, his name is Ivan.
Yeah.
Spoilers. If Ivan would have said it as soon as he appeared.
Nah, that would have been too funny.
Would it have been funny, campy, or pandering?
I think it would have been a little bit of all three. Ivan Ooze is camp as fuck, though. Like, legit just campy. He hams it up. This guy hams it up so perfectly well.
Ivan Ooze would later reappear in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sequel.
All good
Secret
and decent.
Of the Ooze.
Sorted good and decent.
Just Ivan Ooze is related to everything.
Yeah.
90s related.
Mm-hmm. Zordon of Eltar. Do we ever learn Zordon's secret origins? Like, does he ever go into it at any point in the show? Do you remember?
I do not think so. I think we hear of a planet that he grew up on.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. But it's just like a name drop, not like going into it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Man, only America can create such an intimidating villain like Zedd, yeah.
Do you remember when the Red Ranger fought Lord Zedd in a cave? I remember that fight. It's the only time Zedd fought. He's just skin. That's all he is. Look at it. Muscle.
He's not even skin. He's muscle.
He's all muscle and that face mask. Ugh.
Exposed brain. It's just, you know, that would have to be painful at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those tubes he's got is just a constant flow of morphine.
Probably. Or he doesn't give no fucks because he's that badass. And just like the show, they waste no time trying to get to the action.
Yeah, man. Also, I love it. I love how they still color code the teenagers.
Oh yeah, I mean that's,
just in case you forgot who they were.
I mean that's how you identified them as a kid. Like Tommy always wore green, or and then eventually becomes white. Speaking of, you always refer the Green Ranger over the White Ranger. Or are you? How do you feel about the White Ranger?
I thought the White Ranger was pretty cool. The dagger that Tommy had.
Saba.
Yes, Saba.
Although Saba does not do anything in this movie.
I don't even think he makes an appearance, really.
No, I don't think so. My grandpa on my mom's side gave me a Tiger Zord for my birthday 1 year. Wish I still had the thing. And it transformed into its robot form, too. It was pretty cool.
I'm surprised you preferred a Tiger Zord over the Dragon Zord.
I didn't.
Considering your crazy love for Godzilla.
I didn't. I love the Dragon Zord. I had the flute. The Dragon Flute. Oh, my God. I would love to have that again, but it's so expensive to find.
Right. Mr. Raisinhead. Love it. Hey, how's it going?
See, look at that. I just love Ivanhoe. Just ham it up, baby.
He gives no fucks.
No, exactly.
Oh, you're the Power Rangers, right? Oh, let me just go ahead and take out my autograph book. Oh, by the way, I'm going to murder you.
Uh-oh. Are these putties? No, these are his own creations. Birdmen.
They're not birdmen. They're just...
I'm thinking ooze. Of... Yeah, they're ooze creatures, but there's birdmen later on.
Also, damn, they look creepy.
Yeah. I wasn't scared of them as a kid, though. I just saw them like, I'll go kick their butts, Power Rangers.
Pretty much, but nowadays, you get a direct look at their faces, and you're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
My God.
You can tell there was a lot of money into this. That they put money into this movie. It may not be quality all the time in terms of CGI, but they definitely put at least some effort into it. And here we go. this is traditional of the show because they would never morph right away. They would always fight, have a couple, either one or two fights without costume, and then they would then you know shit got serious when they morphed.
Yeah, you gotta keep it for the last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a threat?
Welcome to my nightmare. Why is it,
yeah.
Funny enough, this is doing two back-to-back martial arts movies, and this is obviously the better of the two.
What was the other martial arts movie we did?
We did Annihilation last week, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, fun fact is you can see who's clearly a martial artist, and I like that they don't really hide it. You know, also, Aisha's a gymnast, I think.
Yeah. Also, it's not really the character, people playing them are martial artists, but they do get at least a little bit of training.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I would love to do that.
The backflip?
Yeah, dude.
I used to be able to do it when I was a lot skinnier.
Everybody should fear Johnny Young Bosch in this movie.
Damn.
He's pretty Billy much... Billy I think he's the only successful one of the team here, besides Jason David Frank.
The puns. You snooze, you lose. The puns. Billy, stop, please.
Except maybe also Amy Jo Johnson, because she's a musician.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody just backflips.
Just backflips. They're all going to backflip, I think. Yeah, then now they get their butts kicked. You know what? I hate to be the White Ranger because your shirt's going to get dirty all the damn time.
Right.
Like, it's so easy to get dirty. Damn.
No, not Johnny.
Johnny just got thrown in there. It's like, and go.
His name was Adam. That's what it
Adam.
Was.
Adam. That's such a generic name.
It's fine. He'll voice Yu Narukami later in Persona 4.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This is the scene, and I love this right here.
I gotta admit, also, the first time I saw this, I was a little disappointed.
It wasn't like the show?
Use the show, yeah.
But this is so much cooler, I think. And the morphers are different, too. Look, they're color-coded.
Are they color-coded?
Yeah, look at that. Like, if you go back, look, that's yellow, and the other one's...
Oh, it is.
Yeah, look at that.
It's crazy.
Oh, I love the pauldrons of the white tight for the White Ranger. And now, and obviously you can, if you compare the show's costumes, these are obviously spruced. These are HD'd versions of the costumes. There's a lot more seams.
They're slicker. They actually look like armor.
Exactly.
Instead of just tights.
Mm-hmm.
Like nowadays with everything.
But they still retain that classic look. Like you can identify them as the Power Rangers.
Imagine them doing a reboot nowadays in every, every scene with just one character is like Tony Stark in Iron Man, where it's just a close-up of their face.
That's what I'm interested in seeing, is how they do the costumes. Like, they've recasted the characters, and that's fine, whatever. You're going to recast characters. I want to see how they're going to redesign the costumes and how they're going to redesign the Zords. That's what has me worried the most, if I'm going to like them or not. Which is obviously that it may not... some jelly in your freaking door.
Also, I think Alpha had a little bit of a redesign there, too.
Yeah, Alpha got a little bit spruced up, too. We didn't talk about Alpha 5. I used to say that all the time as a kid.
Oh, goodness.
I think this is the first instance of seeing the... actually, no, it's not. Because I think the Green Ranger actually fucks up Zordon. But he doesn't destroy it, like, completely.
Like, yeah, he just destroys outright the command center.
Yeah, so that's the first instance. But I for some reason, I still remember like when Divatox destroys it, because literally the base comes crumbling down. They capture the Zords, the car Zords, in chains. I don't know why. They had to abandon it. They couldn't repair it, and then they were in space.
They had the cars in chains because they could move on their own.
Exactly. And Power Rangers is all on Netflix. I am so tempted to just watch it. Just go watch the entire series.
Yeah, you'll try for a little while, and then you'll probably not get to where I am and just quit.
Probably. I mean, most of them you can just have on the background, honestly.
I don't even know what season I'm on right now, or have been for maybe 2 years.
Oh, look, Pay the Piper, and he pulls a pipe out of his ass.
Oh, that's rude. Also, you have to remember how hard it was for Rita and Zed to just find the base, and here Ivan is just waltzing on in.
As a kid, it kind of shows like this guy is not nothing to fuck with, you know, like right. He's doing something both Zed and Rita could never do.
At least nowhere near as quickly.
Exactly. Who's your least favorite Power Rangers villain of the seasons you've seen, like in terms of like those lead army people?
I want to say it was the Machine Empire.
Yeah, I agree.
It was just a family that was just like, hey, we should probably do something mm-hmm. if we want to conquer this world.
I have to watch In Space because I don't think I was the biggest fan of In Space.
In Space was cool.
They had the coolest Zords. I remember their spaceship was just the Zord for a while. They actually didn't have individual vehicles for a while in...
Dude, I own that spaceship.
So did I. Not a big one, but a miniature version. Also, look at this. The Yellow Ranger gets a little bit of an upgrade in her helmet. Cat eyes.
Ram. It's because cats have night vision.
Exactly.
Right? Also, I am on Lightspeed Rescue still.
Okay. I started watching Mighty Morphin. I kind of just want to watch select episodes. Maybe not like all of them, but like some of them, you know?
Right.
I definitely want to rewatch In Space again.
God, how many more seasons do I have left to go?
I heard Lightspeed Rescue is actually pretty decent. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
I have more than 10 seasons left to go.
Oh, wow. And this is weird, though. Look at the Red Ranger's helmet, though.
I am that one guy from Star Trek.
Yeah. It's kind of like this is the only thing that weirded me out a little bit when they like the Yellow Ranger's fine, but the Red Ranger is just like what the hell, and then it changes back from when the camera goes away.
I thought it would have been pretty nice if they at least kept those powers in the show at least.
Nah, because this is technically not canon because the spoilers for the movie this leads them getting the ninja suits and the ninja swords, and the show because they had the footage from the Japanese one at the time. They had their own storyline already written out, so they couldn't use this.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's fine. It's just
they could have at least kept the armor designs along with, you know, powers each suit had.
Yeah, they could have...
Give them all at least a little bit more variety.
Yeah, but, you know, it's whatever. They probably didn't want to pay the money. Just deuces. Why is that not a gif of a nope? Like, seriously, that should be a gif of a nope.
People listening to this, you have some homework to do.
Exactly. Ugh.
Don't you just hate it when you accidentally hit against a wall and you just turn into goo?
Yep.
This seems like an allegory for just murdering your enemy.
Pretty much, yeah. And then and then posing afterwards.
With a quip, too.
Oh, yeah.
As if it were some action movie.
Mm-hmm.
That Arnold Schwarzenegger would do.
Acrobatic flips. Not gonna lie, the scene in the Red and Black Ranger, like, they look so cool together. I don't know why. That being said, the Black Ranger's weapon was my most favorite, though, the axe.
The axe that turned into a shotgun?
Yeah, for no... They really used it, though.
Yeah, they only really used the shotgun aspect whenever they were doing the giant gun.
That was
Oh, no.
That was kind of weird.
That's how you know you're watching a 90s children's movie. For a second there, I thought that was just an outright taser.
Yeah, it's just a grappling hook, a really cheaply made grappling hook.
No, it's fine. Billy can have a grappling hook.
Fun fact, and then, you know, she gets a whip, which I kind of prefer over her bow.
I don't know, I think I like the aspect of the bow, because it's a ranged weapon. Everybody else just has a melee.
Yeah, true. I mean, still keep in mind that she prefers, she's long range. She's not. Like, if this is an RPG, she would be your long range character.
And healer, probably.
Tommy doesn't give a fuck about physics.
He is Liu Kang.
I mean, when they're in the Power Industry, they're supposed to gain augmented abilities, correct?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be, like, super, like, a lot stronger in their punching power and everything like that.
That was pretty goofy. Why are you backflipping?
Stylish effect.
Why was the spin?
Gotta show off the flash, man. I remember these camera angles where it's just the camera facing up and then just flipping in. Oh, my God.
No, I want to know why.
Because Billy's a show-off.
Why all the extra flips?
Oh, there's Saba.
Hey, how's it going?
I don't think he speaks, though.
It's like, hey, you got a short sword? What are you going to do about it? Oh, shit. You are a blade, and you choose to use a laser to cut it.
And not just slice it. Ugh. Oh, no!
Like, come on, that doesn't irritate you a little bit?
I don't care. It's freaking Power Rangers. I'm not going to let that shit irritate me. No, they lost their powers. I think the first instance I remember them losing their powers was when, I think in Mighty Morphin, they actually had to hand over their Morpher coins to Goldar because Rita had done something nefarious.
Yeah, I remember that. And then they destroyed them.
Yeah, exactly. And then that...
Which turned into the Ninja Power storyline, right?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember.
It was either Ninja Power or the Thunder Zords, which might have just been the same thing.
I don't think it's... I think you're right. It might have been Ninja. No, because it had to have been the Thunder, because the Green Ranger was still there. Because that was the backup plan, because like, they had to use the Green Morpher coin or whatever. The Green Ranger coin or whatever, which was created by Rita.
Right.
Speaking of what kids don't understand, showing up the Green... By the way, I'm talking about the Green Ranger in the new movie. Oh, this is kind of horrible to see.
Looks like Grandpa's dead.
Like, this is like kind of seeing, like, again, you watch a show and you Zordon's this wise person, and you don't want to see, like, the elder person hurt.
Yeah, you don't want to see the person that guides the good guys to win in a sick bed.
Exactly.
You don't even see that in the show when Zordon dies.
Mm-hmm. Also, I always love how, like, basically, like, how in Star Wars, it's the Force, but for the Rangers, it's always the power. The power is gone. They never explain it, and I love it.
It's the Morpher Grid.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. We never know what that is, right? We never know, right?
They don't get into too much detail.
They shouldn't, and they should not. If the one thing I need to say about the new Power Rangers, two things, the new Power Rangers movie is going to come out in next year, I think, or next year or 2 years. Is that don't include the Green Ranger. Let him be a post-credit sequence thing. You know, because how cool would that be? Because they haven't revealed anything. Like, they've showed the initial lineup, no Green Ranger. Two, don't explain anything. Just say it is what it is and just roll with it. Don't try to give an explanation to it. It's Power Rangers. Not everything needs an explanation.
Ben, I think you and I know better that a lot of people are just going to demand an explanation.
Right, but at the same
time... Especially our friend Colton.
Yeah, at the same time, like, if you grew up with Power Rangers as a kid, and even, like, watching it now, I never bothered to... Like, I'm asking now, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't care. I'm wondering if we ever get an explanation, but like, oh, it's the Morphin Grid. What is that? I don't fucking know, but it's the Morphin Grid. You don't fuck
it's
with
it. It's the midichlorians.
Exactly. We don't need to know about it. And now they're going to get transported to a magical planet. They didn't do that a lot. I don't think they ever did. It was their problems were primarily Earth-based.
It required more money. I want to say there was some trivia about where they were going. Let's see. They used up the rest of their power. Now Zordon has no life support.
Yeah, well, now he's just hanging on by his own life force. That's depressing. And then the classic. This got a little bit of, this got a definite redesign. Or not like a like built from the ground up.
Right. It also does kind of look a lot more fake.
Yeah, which is weird because this is a movie, not the television show.
Egg sucking purple pinhead. That is a great insult.
Damn. Damn it.
And then you remember Zed and Rita are married.
Where's that other guy? The one who creates Rita's monsters. Why isn't he there?
There's also the skeleton dude.
Yeah. The skeleton guy was weird, though. Because wasn't he like Rita's like in-law or something?
Brother.
Brother.
Just outright brother, which...
Okay.
If Colton's to be believed, that wasn't a thing.
That was an
American... In Sentai.
That wasn't just an American thing?
Yeah. Because why not?
Oh, and then there go Rita and Zed in a snow globe. Cause why the
oh, wow.
Because why the fuck not?
Paul Freeman had to spend 7 hours in a makeup chair to be transformed into Ivan Ooze.
That doesn't surprise me. Look at the details on his costume. Look at all that.
7 hours, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. His costume is, like, freaking fabulous, though. And they're like, you know what? Fuck you guys. Goldar just will trade up at any moment. He does not give no fucks. Didn't Goldar go big at one point? Because he never really did. I could have sworn remember he did.
I feel like he has once or twice.
Yeah.
Like near the end of the season, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Remind me, was it against like?
Gross.
Didn't Zed have his own Zord? That was like, there was. I think it was in the Thunder Sword season where like.
Yeah, it was a very large Chinese dragon.
Yeah. But I think there was like a Zord. Now I really want to watch Power Rangers. Jesus.
It was hidden on the moon.
Yeah.
And it had the power to destroy planets.
Oh. Did they ever unleash it? I know in the Red Ranger special, they almost tried to resurrect it again.
Yeah.
But no luck.
Oh, it's the Tengus.
The Beetleborgs stopped. They had to stop the Beetleborgs from. from resurrecting. Did you watch Beetleborgs back in the day?
Dude, I was all about the big bad Beetleborgs, which was so confusing when I saw that Power Rangers.
So did I. I'm like, wait, what are you fuckers doing? Why are you evil? And then I then I learned.
Why isn't Elvis Presley trying to talk you out of this shit?
That show was weird.
It still is weird.
It's weird. did you ever watch VR Troopers?
No.
I think I saw like one episode and I went, nope, this ain't the same thing.
I don't want any part of this anymore.
For some reason, Power Rangers just held the intention more so than any other like spinoff or knockoff. You know, I don't know what it is.
Well, Beetleborgs was about a bunch of kids turned superheroes.
Yeah.
Power Rangers was about teenagers that are trying to live up to responsibilities, becoming superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about VR Troopers because I haven't seen a damn episode.
I think
episode.
They were teenagers. I don't remember. I remember seeing one episode, and that was about it. And their costumes are freaking weird. They're more like robots. Like, their costumes were like robots than actual people, like fighters.
At least Beetleborgs looked pretty cool with their costume designs.
Yeah, I did remember. I remember I had some of the toys.
We got Skeleton.
Ugh.
We got Skellybum.
And you can tell it's a sci-fi alien because he has a scouter on.
He would later be known as Satan.
Beelzebub, what are you doing here?
He's dead.
Well, actually,
Satan, guys. Actually, you can go home.
Actually, Beelzebub and Satan aren't necessarily the same thing, depending on who you talk to, right?
Yeah. Beelzebub is a giant fly of pestilence. Satan is Lucifer.
Mm-hmm. The fallen angel of heaven. Let's not make it...
Let's not make a Power Rangers movie about religion.
No, let's not. I really love this location that they're on. It looks really like a cool place I would want to come visit.
Oh, hey, who's she?
Probably
nobody important.
Why'd you say, assume it's a she?
Because I don't like to assume everybody's a he. True. You sexist.
This is the slow part of the movie for me, though. It kind of slows down after they lose the power and then they're trying to hunt for the Ninja Zords.
I don't think this pig dude ever gets a single damn line. Never mind.
No, he opens right there.
As soon as I say anything, fuck you.
I don't understand. Why isn't Rita's other monk creation there? The one who would sculpt him in the clay?
Yeah, the goat dude.
The goat guy, yeah. Rita.
He was probably recasted as Toriel for Undertale.
Don't spoil Undertale for people, please.
Isn't that the first person you meet in that game?
One of them, but I'm just saying to prevent you going any further.
I don't even know anything outside of that in Undertale.
True.
Because I don't give a shit about that game.
Prepare to incur the wrath of the internet.
It's fine.
Hey, more views for us.
Oh, hey, more ooze.
Is this purple liquid?
How do you turn regular water into ooze?
I don't know.
With the power of electricity. And by electricity, I mean magic.
Yep.
Oh.
How convenient that it was an angel in growth this entire time.
Because of course it was.
No, that's just how movies roll, though. Of course.
Just like with Back to the Future, where they couldn't leave the damn city.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was all tied to Marty's family, so that makes sense.
They couldn't leave Hill Valley, Ben.
No, they left Hill Valley. A little bit, I think.
One was all in Hill Valley, two was all in Hill Valley, three was all in Hill Valley.
Oh, that's a
before
really...
it was called Hill
oh, that
Valley.
Is so cool. I want to go to somewhere like that.
And then they shared a moment.
Let me ask you this. As a kid, did you root for Tommy and Kimberly or Tommy and Jason?
Dude, I was all about that, Tommy and Kimberly.
Because I don't think Tommy and Jason and Kimberly actually had anything.
Also, if you really want to get into it, I was all about that, Kimberly and me.
I think every kid.
As a kid.
I think every guy was like that.
It's like, no, Tommy, don't take
it. No, there's probably some kids who had crushes on Trini, because she was cute, too. Rest in peace, by the way.
She was pretty cute, yeah. Shame what happened.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure there are some kids that also liked Aisha.
Oh, definitely. I feel like this is a Wizard of Oz reference. The flying... Well, they're not monkeys, but, you know, flying...
They're Tengus. They're bird people.
Bird people? Is that what you call them?
Yeah, they're called Tengus.
So that's why his name is Tengu Man.
Tengu Manity.
I just got the Mega Man 8 reference right now.
Yeah, dude, come on.
I was like, why is he called Tengu Man?
Oh, no. What are we going to do? Oh, that's rude. That beak costed $300.
By the way, I love how they're basically wearing football shoulder pads. That's basically what the bird people, the Tengus, are wearing.
Right.
This is really dangerous, by the way, how they have her dangling over solid rock.
Also, it looks like Kimberly is just wearing mom shorts.
Well, I mean, that's what everybody wore back in the day. Like that was what was
like
in.
They're really high up around your waist, and it really shows your butt.
I think that was the point, buddy.
Yeah, imagine when they redo this movie later, when it's just very short shorts that also just displays your butt.
They're not going to be Daisy Dukes.
Oh, hey, Deus Ex Machina.
I was going to say Conan Woman. Or Red Sonja would be the more appropriate term.
I would also go with Green Beauty, Green Amazon. And now it's time for the most stupid way to get rid of the Tengus.
Whistling noises.
And then you get distracted by her bouncing breasts. I mean, what?
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 Yeah, I mean, actually, when you look at her, she's the most scantily clad in anything you've seen of Power Rangers. Like, it's kind of odd. Like, this is a kid movie, and, like, there's this half-naked woman right here. I mean, it makes sense for her, for what she is, but you know what I mean.
I can't remember if she was Irish or Scottish, or if she had an accent like that. I'm going to turn up my TV just a little bit so I can hear it.
I don't think she does. Damn, Rocky getting punked. It's British.
Damn, why is she British? I'd have been better if she were Irish or Scottish.
Because of the green?
I mean, just because of the red hair, really.
True. Did your head, you change your feet? Luigi.
Bray, the girl from Brave, actually got her inspiration from this movie.
Damn, Tommy getting punked. All the dudes getting punked.
Hey, you're staining my white clothes. I'm going to send you my dry cleaning bill. Also, everybody's wearing some form of white, I just noticed.
Yeah, well,
along
like,
with their colors.
Because, like, it's either white matches everything or black it matches everything. And at least with white, they're not freaking boiling on, like, when they're shooting out in location. Because, as you and I both know, wearing dark colors in Texas is hot. And I guarantee you, wherever they shot this, it's warm.
Yeah, Adam is probably just kind of boiling.
Yeah.
From the little black he's wearing.
Yeah, I just hate to be the Black Ranger just because you got to wear all that black. They probably thought calling the Emo Ranger. At some point. That's probably a joke, right?
Maybe. Who knows? Then again, Adam's a pretty cool guy. He still kept his morpher for an episode.
Yeah, that was one of the cooler things for In Space when he morphs, when he comes back and he trains one of the former Green Ranger and then the current Black Ranger in Space. Not current, but at the time Black Ranger in Space.
Basically his replacement.
Yeah.
He uses a morpher for one last time,
and like he doesn't die. But it was so cool to see him again. At that point, it had been 5 years.
Which, yeah, dude.
You know,
Johnny Long Bosch is a cool guy.
They should have brought more. Like, I really wish they would have done that more with future. With like as seasons went on, they would like. I think for a full season, Tommy came back as a full fledged Ranger, didn't he?
Yeah, that was for Dino Thunder.
And what was he? The Black Ranger, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
That was cool.
And he was contractually obligated to just wear long sleeve shirts to hide his tattoos.
That makes sense. I think they actually sold this. I am pretty sure they sold this, and I think I had it.
Would you trust a dude that dresses like this and has sharp teeth?
No, because he looks like he's a pedophile. If I was a parent seeing this, I'm like, what the fuck are you kids doing? But this is the 90s.
I don't even see any. Oh, wait, they're all the way up in the background.
Yep.
The parents.
No fucks given. Oh, that's a really nice looking, like, not beach, but like rocky wave area. By the way, her name is so close to the Spanish word for like bakery, for like dulce? Dulce. It is so close. It's ridiculous. It's making me hungry for a sweet bread, I think.
Sweet bread.
Like dulce. It's like delicious bread. It's like dessert bread. I don't fucking know. I just call it dulce.
Mexican word of the day: ambition. Homie, my old lady is always fighting ambition at me.
God damn it.
Did I really break you earlier?
You did when I got it, you asshole. They're not going to have context for that, so stop bringing it up.
It's great.
I wonder how the original cast felt. Well, like, well, fuck, we could have been part of this goddamn movie.
Right?
I mean, this movie's not canon, so why not freaking bring... Why didn't they... I would have loved that they would have brought back Jason, Zach, and Trini for this one.
They did bring back Jason, though.
No, yeah, Jason came back. Remember when Billy was supposed to be the Gold Ranger at one point?
Oh, yeah, and then he pretty much quit.
Yeah, because apparently... Well, if you don't know this, David Yost is gay, and apparently, according to him, he was very heavily harassed by Tommy or by Jason David Frank, which is kind of horrible to look at it. It's all online, so if you want to go like look up on his interviews, he speaks about it. He's open about it, I think.
It seems a little weird that your parent would just go into your shit, just go like, hey, what is this?
No, it's not weird. That's because that's what parents do.
I'm not going to read the labels or anything. I'm not going to wait until my kid gets home to explain what it is. Mm-hmm. Also, why does it only affect the parents?
I don't know. You would think it would affect the kids most of all because they're easily manipulated. But maybe it's a commentary on 90s culture that adults are stupid. I don't fucking know. Like,
I also wanted to point out where during that scene where the parents were marching, he was the only one that had that stuff anywhere on him.
Yeah. That's a sexual innuendo if I ever heard one.
Paul Freeman just hid them in all of his lines and we just didn't realize it.
Exactly. Flew right over our heads. Oh, now we get the cool new costumes.
Do we, though?
I do like these costumes, though.
They do look neat.
Actually, I think I kind of, like, as an older, I kind of like this sort of ritualization of it. I don't know why, but it's cool this way. That's why I'm torn on like whether I like this version or the TV show version.
Right.
So who was your favorite animal out of this? Because there was we have the falcon, we have the frog, we have the wolf, the crane, and I think Aisha's the bear, and then the Red Ranger's the gorilla or an ape.
I'm gonna have to go with the wolf.
You got the wolf. I have a feeling you're gonna go with the wolf. Mine was the ape. I love the ape.
Of course you would go with the ape.
Fun fact, I actually bought a Mexican knockoff of the Zord.
How quick until it broke apart?
It didn't break apart. I had it for years.
Really?
But it was basically the real thing. It was just shipped to Mexico. So I say Mexican knockoff, but it felt like the bird would come, the falcon would come unattached and everything like that. It was legit. I love these new costumes. And these, I think, with the exception of the shininess, these are pretty much the costumes they wear in the show.
Yeah. But then they just default to the armor later.
Yeah, which is kind of makes them kind of redundant, you know?
Pretty much. It's like, now we have our powers back, but now we really have our powers back.
Exactly. The mighty ape.
Yeah. Damn, Billy just looks so young. Everybody looks young.
I know, it's kind of hard, like me being a wrestling fan, when you like I would rewatch old wrestling events, and then I watch them now, I'm like, ugh. Like, what? Guys, I don't. I love this. Adam's so sad that he's a frog.
Also, that line was ad-libbed.
What, the I'm a frog?
Yeah.
How do you know it was ad-libbed?
I looked it up. Also, that still doesn't give him like any kind of positive traits, like cunning and swift, light as a feather.
You just become a handsome
prince. You are the prince as long as someone kisses you.
He feels better because he kissed her. She kissed him, so.
They're gonna do it later.
No.
It's just off screen. What you didn't know is that Dulcie is actually Adam's love interest.
I'm a frog. He's so sad about being a frog.
He's the Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
I got a rock.
As a moral live by, the strength is inside you. Power Rangers actually taught a lot. Like, as much as it was a lot of moral high grounding, but it was a good moral high grounding, you know what I mean?
Right.
And now she's an owl.
It's fine. She's wise.
That is true.
It's her ninjetti thing.
Yeah.
What we secretly did not know that Dulcia was actually just another word for Athena.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that you could be right.
Considering, I don't know. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass.
That's what Athena's symbol, like animal, is. It's the owl. Then just chill. Like, Ivan Ooze is so great. Just chilling. having a mojito.
I've never heard of a mojito smoking like that.
It's his style. I love this right here.
Ben, were you in this movie that we didn't know about?
No. Do the swim. As a kid, I didn't understand it, because these are such old dances he's doing. I mean, ballet is universal, but, like, some of the things he was doing, like, what the fuck is he doing? And then my grandmother had to explain to me, like, what was he, like, the dances.
Did she also teach you how to do it yourself?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
And then you were like, damn it, why did I open my mouth? So I think what we can get from this is that if Ivan were an Injeti, the raven would be his spirit animal.
Probably, except he doesn't even change close into that in the final battle. Not even close.
He doesn't change clothes at all.
No, I mean I mean change forms.
Oh, goodness. That's rude. I only know of one person that uses sticks. Specifically, only one person. How many characters in this show just lives forever?
I mean, that's, I don't fucking know. Another. God.
I mean, Dulcio looked
Rip.
Pretty young still compared to Ivan, Zordon, everybody else.
Now Ivan News realizes he's out of time, but Rip, to take another call. Puns. Just endless puns in this movie.
Drinking game. Take a shot whenever you hear a pun.
Mm-hmm. He'll be dead by the first hour.
So we waited until sunrise. What are we going to do?
We're going to march. I remember being fascinated by how he's just standing there. Although, it's kind of stupid because they never really go any higher than that. They kind of only stay at the base of the temple. I thought they were going to have to climb to the top of that thing.
Nah, they would just be climbing something phallic.
Yep. It does look mystical.
Does it, though?
Yeah.
It just kind of looks like a pillar to me.
Well, I mean, like, it's a lone pillar.
You're a lone pillar.
No.
I have a lone pillar.
Shut the hell up.
It's funny and you know it.
I have a feeling they're in California for this shot, these scenes right here.
Why California?
I don't know, just because of the big trees in the redwoods. You know, how they're famous for that. I don't know why. I wish there was a way you can look up where a film was shot. But like, I know, I don't think IMDb goes into that far, but I really wish there was so I could know.
Also, they hypnotize all the parents. That mother in the background is still in her bathrobe, but has a safety vest on.
That's a nice touch.
That dude was straight up in his underwear.
Mm-hmm. I never noticed that before. See, I don't understand why they thought including this part, these segments, were good.
Right. This movie was sponsored by Nike shoes.
I mean, yeah. We don't know who this kid is. We don't understand anything. You could do without the kid. I don't know.
Yeah, but we need somebody to show us what Ivan News is up to. That's not in Ivan's perspective.
Where the fuck are Bulk and Skull? Could he use Bulk and Skull?
We don't need more comedy relief in this movie. What are you talking about?
True. Dun, dun, dun. Funny enough, again, Divatok's the only one to successfully destroy the Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them have put them on the ropes, but never before until Divatox. I think in the end of In Space, they get really fucked up. Like, legit messed up. And actually reveal their identities at the end of that season, I believe.
Right? And now we get a bunch of bones.
I feel like this is like a Jurassic Park reference right here.
Turns out it was actually just a Mortal Kombat Annihilation reference.
Why is it? Oh, because of the. Yeah. No, see, even there. Welcome to Jurassic Park. There you go. I told you.
Shut up. You don't know me.
This movie only came out 2 years after that, so.
Uh-oh.
For no reason, they're gonna fight giant. They're gonna fight giant dinosaur skeletons.
Yeah, why not?
Actually, I mean that's a rhino, isn't it? Or a rhino creature.
Pretty demonic rhino to have sharp teeth.
True. It looks pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Om nom 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 nom.
Like, mate, you fucking what?
You wanna go, bro?
Yeah, go underneath it where you can get trampled. Good job, Adam. I mean, I guess even if you're a seasoned ranger, you really don't know how to deal with a giant skeleton rhino. So who knows?
And then later, in a little bit, we're just going to see Jax trying to punch its butt.
No, wrong movie.
No, Jax is going to have a secret showing. You just don't know it yet.
Isn't it interesting how Tommy gets the best scenes?
Well, everybody knows. The executive producers knew everybody just liked Tommy the most.
I mean, he was the most popular. Like, let's be real here. When the Green Ranger showed up, it's like all the other Rangers became forgettable. Let's be real here. And I think from what I remember, the White Ranger was actually a secret. Like, I think... I think it was Billy who was like... thought something was up with Zordon, and he looks into the command center, and he sees like another... He basically sees the White Ranger suit being put together.
Take a shot.
Yep, I think. And then, like, he thought something nefarious was going on, that they were going to be replacing. No, you just got a new teammate, bruh.
Yeah, dude, come on. It's fine. And that's the only encounter we'll see, right? Right?
Yeah, of that one. Yeah, they don't fight. They don't fight another robotic monster.
Yeah, they certainly don't.
No, not a robotic monster. A skeleton warrior. There you go. Because you know, Rita's brother is not here for some reason.
I'd still consider them monsters, though.
Well, I mean, they're monsters, but they're not.
Also, mass produce this weird stuff.
I'm getting Batman 89 vibes from that.
Why Batman United?
Batman 89.
Oh, 89.
When Joker was at the chemical plant, he was like, ship them all! We gotta get them all out of here! Yeah!
Hey, we found this over there. Batman did it. The end.
Mm-hmm. That was a year ago when we did that, by the way.
Yeah, it was. It's crazy.
And he basically tells him, like, yeah, by the way, go jump off a cliff.
Oh, goodness. Also, one of them spoke Italian.
Who? Ivan Ooze?
He said ciao. Arrivederci or something like that.
Arrivederci? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His name is Mordant.
The spice must flow.
Is that a Dune reference?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
I've read the first book, at least. I remember really liking it. I had a friend of mine who was huge into Dune.
I've only seen part of the movie.
That's a
I haven't even seen it all.
With Sting?
Yeah.
I want to see it, because I know it's long as fuck, but...
Yeah, it is.
I read the book, though. I really... There's a whole mythology based around that book series.
Yeah, there is. Also, very intimidating new monsters.
What is this? What do we got here? That's what kind of bug is that?
Hell if I know.
You're the bug expert? What are they?
I'm not even a bug expert. What the hell are you talking about?
You're a spider expert, that's right.
I will say that I preferred the scorpion one.
Oh, the one? Yeah, I agree.
And now we're back in the forest.
Just continuously walking.
Yeah, dude, come on.
I imagine this looks like it's on set though. Like just how everything looks, it doesn't look like they're on location anymore.
Yeah, everything does look fairly fake now.
I mean, like I said earlier, they had put money into it, but at least it looks like they put money into it, even though if it looks fake. It looks
What we
better.
don't know is they're just staring at a green screen at this point.
Nah.
Actually, it did kind of seem like they were looking at a green screen just from the way the background looked.
It's probably a matte painting.
You're a matte
No,
painting.
maybe not. Maybe it is green screen, but it's not like a CGI background. Maybe it's a matte painting. Ooh, look.
Just a JPEG.
I'm getting Legends of the Hidden Temple vibes right now.
Go ahead, say it. I know you want to.
What? Into the shrine of the silver monkey.
There we go.
The choice is yours and yours alone. Seriously, those temple guards freaked me out as a kid because they said, "Ah!" Come out of fucking nowhere. We should do a Kickstarter to bring Black Legends of the Hidden Temple. Start it again.
Why?
Who wouldn't want to be part of that? That'd be awesome.
I mean, it's kind of dated now, and we'd have to give prizes.
That's where the sponsors come in, buddy. Still there with me, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh shit.
Uh-oh.
These things actually legit scared me as a kid because they look so freaking intimidating.
Don't they, though? They were just a statue a minute ago, and then they just magically got armor and weapons.
Aren't like sharp armor and weird ass like sharp weapons, like ugh.
You ripped my costume, asshole. Those were $300 robes. Tommy is the new Johnny Cage.
Yeah, it's a team deathmatch right now.
This is so
I
unnecessary.
don't understand why. Like it's like put your hoods up and then they got more powers. I don't get it.
No, it's fine. The secret of their power is their hood.
Yep. They are not assassins.
I mean, Tommy might be the only
Yeah,
assassin.
he's an assassin.
Turns out we're going to get a new Assassin's Creed game, and it's all about Tommy. After his years of being a Power Ranger. It's like, oh no! How
Yeah.
are they going to defeat rock monsters? Man, those weapons are just really scary to look at.
Yeah, they are kind of. I want to know who designed the creatures for this. These are cooler looking ones than the Tengu men.
Like, they actually look like they present a threat.
And you can tell because like every time they hit them, they're like, "No, fuck you, mate."
It's just
Invincibility.
a little bit of a stagger at times.
And invincibility frames.
These are the new nemesis. Nemesis.
Nemesis?
Nemesis.
Spear! Damn.
Oh, goodness.
I feel like now he would shout YOLO before he did that.
Help me. Why would you sweep? Lava head. That's a little weird.
Well, they're melting, melting, melting.
Well then, that was gruesome.
Gonna get you.
That's phallic.
Yeah, it is. Fuck you. Fuck you, mate.
I'm just gonna backflip
I
away.
feel like you can get a lot of meme gifs from this show, from this movie. Oh, yeah. Getting George of the Jungle vibes right there.
Right. There's
Do
a, we should have done like a backflip counter.
you realize they haven't very they haven't done, you know why they're losing? Because they haven't done backflips in this fight.
There's been a couple.
Well, not
Oh
enough.
shit. That one foam rock hit him.
Damn, that probably gave that might have given that guy a concussion. Oh, there's a flip right there.
That axe, though, is just the most scary looking out of all of them. Well, except for maybe that mace. I'll
No,
scratch that.
I think the mace is more intimidating. Nope. I can't go over there. I can't go over there.
He just starts spinning, rolling around the ground the entire time.
Yep. I thought that sequence was a lot longer. Dang!
Welp.
I forgot about that. Holy crap. That is gross.
I've heard of a splitting headache, but this is... Damn it!
Is it... Oh my god, you saw that? Wow, that is too dangerous. You know, for a kid's movie, they really pushed the violence a little bit in the innuendos. It's kind of crazy they got away with this.
Right.
Everybody kick him at once!
I'm a little disappointed that the movie was as corny as I was.
Look at this, look at this. And just fuck physics! Just fuck physics!
No, it's the power of the Falcon. He just didn't know about it.
Straight up obliterated. Oh my, talk about a splitting headache. Well, you were going to say, I've heard of splitting headaches, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you got me.
Oh my god.
And then the movie got me.
And now we get new Zords.
Spoilers?
You know what was a really odd-ass Zord? The gold
the frog?
No, the Gold Ranger's Pyramid Zord.
Egyptian overtones.
Like even his weapon looked like an Egyptian god, like an Egyptian rod or something. What do you think?
Well, yeah, dude.
I think that's
keep up with the theme.
I think that's the point, right?
Probably. Because only gold is in Egypt, right?
No, in the city of gold in El Dorado.
Mediocre movie, I would say.
Oh, that one? Yeah, but yeah. It has one of the more sexualized Disney DreamWorks characters, Chie or something? Chell?
No, you cannot channel the great power Aisha. This isn't Wheel of Time.
And then we get the Angelic Hero music. By the way, they don't really use the music from the movie, from the show. They use, like, original score stuff.
Yeah, they do. Rar. The frog is my spirit animal, and I'm okay.
I mean, that's basically what these are. These are their spirit animals.
Oh, goodness. Great, now we all have our very own navvies to bug us.
And then they got their costumes back.
Yeah.
But with new symbols.
It is a little weird that they just kept the old costume.
That's because they didn't want to spend any more.
We can do the thing.
Also, in that scene right there, it was hard for me to tell who was the Black and the Blue Ranger because it was so dark. They were so darkly lit.
Right.
Whoo.
Why, hello there, Mrs. Owl. Why are you still able to speak English? Get out of here. And we'll never see her again.
The CGI looks pretty shit.
This is a very old children's movie.
I get it, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to not call it shit. Also, Angel Grove got a big of an industrial... Like, this is not Angel Grove. It's like, we never saw this part of Angel Grove. We always saw, like, they always fought in, like, the outskirts. Very rarely did they fight in downtown Angel Grove.
We're going downtown.
I always found it funny how, like, it was basically dudes in suits when during the giant fights.
Dudes in suits.
It's basically what it is. I mean, that's how Godzilla fights were shot.
Yeah, it's Sentai, man. It's Japanese monster battles.
That being said, though, while I'm skeptical on what the Zords look like, I can't wait to see what like modern CGI can do in terms of action with the Zords and actually make them like big as fuck and make the scale look big. We've already seen like what's capable of like with, when we did Pacific Rim.
As long as a new movie ends just like the old movie, where they connect with the final hit.
Oh, and then they do the epic.
And pose. That's where I'm going to end it there. Don't say it anymore, because we're going to save that.
Okay.
We're going to save that, Ben.
All right.
What's that smell? It smells like Jews. I mean,
what?
Power Rangers.
Wait, what?
What? Somebody tasted the rainbow.
Did you ever play the game for this movie?
I think I did.
I had the Genesis version, I think.
You had the Genesis version. Mr. SNES boy.
I was more of a Genesis kid back in the day, man.
How are you more of a Genesis kid? You're all like, oh, you never had an SNES, you suck.
I mean, I had both. I had both.
You were, buy a console. Gale. Oh, that's rude. Now my feelings are hurt. You see, I just cried lasers.
God damn it. Gotta pose.
Well, yeah, we gotta keep it like the TV show.
Yeah, pretty much. They would always pose, wouldn't they? Right.
Pretty much.
They would.
Even now, they still pose in the show.
It looks so awkward when the new kids do it.
The new kids on the block.
That's a '90s reference. Get out of here.
This is a '90s movie. What do you expect?
True. For some reason, the CGI looks better on the Zords. I don't know why. I mean, it's because they're the Zords.
Some of them do look pretty bad still, though.
Yeah. Some of them look cool. This is always the coolest part of the show, whenever the giant the monster would go giant big, and then you got to see the Megazord. I've right. always wanted...
Why do you backflip into the Zord? Why? Stop it.
I've to this day, I would love to have the original Power Rangers Zord. You know, with the Mastodon as the shield and the big sword. I had this Zord. This is the only one I had next to the in terms of it being a big one. To this day, I still want the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Zord. I love that one. You know, with the you know the iconic faceplate and everything, and the Mastodon body and the legs and all that shenanigans,
right? And now we got this weird music going on with this party.
This is so and like there's Bulk and Skull. They're just high.
Oh, it is.
They're just high on their minds.
And drinking a nice, refreshing 7-Up.
Also, everybody's color coded except for that kid.
Well, yeah, he's got to be different. He's got to show. Dude, we're brainwashed.
I get, if this is a realistic movie, somebody in the background would have said, "Shut the fuck up, kid!" Woo!
Oh, shit. The threat is real. The threat is real, guys. We gotta do the thing. What do you mean you're sensitive? You're in a fucking Falcon. You'd be able to see the giant robots. Right?
Yeah.
The buildings aren't that damn tall. In comparison to the scorpion and the weird ant thing. Ah, shit, I just got this. Gonna cost a fortune to fix.
Probably. I always wondered how do they render. I want to see in the new movie like a maintenance bay for the Zords, because there's nothing like that, and that's fine. But like, now that you have the budget for it, show me a maintenance bay. I want a maintenance bay. Johnny Unvosh challenging his inner Texan
with frog powers. Oh, this is rude.
I don't understand how the fraud. Whatever, it's fine.
Well, you didn't know about the very incredible species of frog that can emit electricity through its tongue?
That's bullshit, and you know it. I feel like the Wolf Zord's one of the one that looks bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't look all that great.
It's all like, om nom 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 nom. We got him on the ropes, guys.
I don't know. Like, after looking at just how like horrible the CGI is, I kind of prefer like the goofiness of the suits,
as opposed to very shiny CGI.
Yeah, they look too shiny, in my opinion.
It's what happens when you just put chrome on everything.
I mean, they look cool for 1995 standards, but like, nah, it clearly hasn't aged that well at all. That's something they didn't really do a lot in the show. They usually would just, like, maybe a couple of times, the Tyrannosaurus.
Right.
Would, like, didn't that have a human form, too? Or am I thinking of the,
You're thinking of Thunderzord.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. But, like, occasionally the Tyrannosaurus Zord would fight on its own because the Dragon Zord would fuse with the other things. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was also really cool to see.
Sometimes
it would just finish the fight while it was in tank mode.
Wasn't there one where they all combined onto this one big Brachiosaurus monster? What was that one?
Damn.
Because I remember like they had to go through a huge epic quest to get it. I couldn't remember. I'm gonna go watch Power Rangers as soon as we're done here. I'm just gonna go watch my favorite episodes. I'm gonna watch it all. I'm just gonna go like, oh yeah, I remember that. Let's watch. Because they're like what, 20-minute episodes?
Yeah, pretty much. But you gotta watch all the filler, Ben.
No, I'm not
all
watching, of the filler. I'm not watching all the filler.
You gotta watch the episode where Goku and Piccolo learn how to drive cars.
Oh my god. It's like, I haven't even, like, fuck it, I'm too lazy. God, that CGI spraying sequence, that looks so bad.
Do you remember if this movie was originally supposed to be, like, 3D?
I don't remember.
Like, to have it be shown in 3D?
Probably not in 1995.
It seems like that would be the thing, though, how far they're going with the CGI and with everything spraying at you.
Yeah, maybe now it is. I was like, this is always cool right here.
That's not how flight works.
Tommy Oliver, fuck physics.
Also, I'm surprised there was enough space between the buildings for the Falcon to just fly in between them.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about this one, guys? Oh, that's rude. What are we going to do about this, guys?
You came to the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker. Was that thing whimpering?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Why was it whimpering?
Because it knew it was going to get fucked.
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
This is why I thought it was originally supposed to be in, like, 3D.
Probably, maybe, but, like, I don't think
that's... It's like he's reaching for me. Also, right into the spine. Well, that's what Viagra can do. Hey, how's it going?
By the way, Goldar called him Booger Man.
The Booger Man.
This is a thing of nightmares.
No, please, no. Not the Space Needle.
Goldar's like, deuces, I'm out of here.
That is just supposed to be the Space Needle, right?
Probably. No, the Space Needle's a lot bigger.
A little wider.
Wider. Not. Yeah.
No, not the train station.
Yeah, we're just going to ignore what you said, Kimberly.
Why?
This is pretty cool, though.
Also, I think this is the first time where the Red Zord wasn't just the main part.
Yeah, what is it now? Is it just the arms, right?
It's just the right arm?
No. I guess we're about to find... Yeah, I think it's just the right arm, because the wolf is the other arm. The bear is the body.
Yeah, it is.
And the frog is the legs, and the crane is the head.
Well, the crane has always been the head,
yeah.
Really.
Or the Pink Ranger, yeah. That looks kind of bad. That looks really...
I'm not going to lie to you. It does not look as good as any other Zord that I've seen.
Yeah, this is the worst looking. I think it's because it's in 3D and CGI. And Ivan Maybe. Just looks like looks awful with that, now that they've had the weird face thing.
They really went outright with the chrome filter.
Yeah.
Not chrome filter, just adding chrome to just everything in this damn movie.
It makes it look like trash.
It really does.
I don't know. That's what gives me hope about the optimistic for the Zords in the new movie. Is they're going to look so nice.
Up in the sky, it's Superman. Tommy is just Superman.
Yep, pretty much.
What do you mean the power sword has been destroyed? He blocked! That's all he did!
They gotta find some way to have him lose. They gotta, that way when they win, it's all awesome and shit.
No, I refuse. You don't break the sword just by blocking.
Ivan News does not stop being campy during this, and I love it.
Oh man.
I do like the interior cockpit, though.
It does look cool.
I love how they start kicking ass once Tommy gets there. Like, legit, they get their ass put, and then Tommy gets there. All they add is wings, and then they're good to go.
It's fine, guys. The leader is here. I have the main controls.
Remember when the Red Ranger was considered the leader?
And then it just became nope.
Not anymore, buddy.
It's fine. We can fly now that we're pretty much disabled from the waist down. Thanks, Frog.
Where do you get wings from, creepy?
He's a bug dude. Come on. Do what the time's been.
Wow, we're nearly at the end of this picture.
Yeah, we are.
This is, at least it doesn't drag too much.
I wonder why they're chanting this.
What?
Leap to our doom?
That's probably because of what Ivan said.
Also, I wonder why they're all just wearing...
purple?
Not hammocks.
Hard hats?
Aprons, I guess. Just like purple.
I think this is Ivan.
Smocks.
Ivan who's made them, probably. This is a gruesome way to die, by the way.
Yeah, it is. We got some steaks. We gotta get the two responsible adults to help.
They're not adults, remember, they're teenagers too.
They're pretty much graduated. Let's not kid ourselves here.
They've been held back.
Space! I think this is the first time we've actually seen them fight in space, though.
Oh, yeah. Because that epic.
Like, before they did the thing on the moon?
Yeah. They fought on the moon?
I mean, when they were... Yeah, pretty much on the moon.
I don't remember them.
When they were trying to keep them from using the planet destroyer.
Did you ever... look at that up. What is that name? Because I remember it having a cool name.
Wait, no, scratch that. They were still on the moon whenever they fought Zed.
Hmm.
And that was during the time they were trying to rescue Tommy or fight Tommy.
I don't remember this.
Oh, not my precious wheelbarrow. It's fine, guys. I got the most powerful weapon Earth can give. The power of chemicals.
That's just water.
Yeah. It's created by two chemicals, that is hydrogen and oxygen.
True, yeah. By the way, those kids could easily die too, by the way. So he was
yeah,
so he wasn't just saving the adults' lives, he was saving those kids' lives as well.
He would later become Tommy 2.0.
No. This kid becomes all but forgotten after this movie.
Pretty much. Greetings from Angel Grove.
It's, I always find that funny how they're cheering because they hate Ivan Ooze that bad.
Oh no!
This looks so stiff. It looks so stiff as hell to watch this.
Do you think this was mo-capped? Do you think this was just animated?
I think this is animated very shittily.
I'm gonna kick your shins. Oh, man.
Damn, that was a dick shot.
Yeah.
Straight up, it hit him in his crotch. Holy crap.
And that's what I hope they keep in the next movie.
The emergency crotch shot button?
Yup.
Nuke! Oh, he creates a shockwave.
We destroyed the Death Star, guys. Let's go home.
So that broke their... Okay, so the kid wasn't doing nothing. It was killing Ivan Ooze that did it. Okay.
It's fine. We washed off the ooze, guys.
We did it. I totally did it. It was me.
He did at least keep them...
I love how Skull... Like, they were like, dude, let's hug. And, like, Skull is like, dude, no. We're not like...
He did at least keep them at bay so they didn't actually jump off.
Yeah, no, he helped. He helped.
Hashtag he helped.
Yeah, there's no point. There was no point for this kid. That could have easily just been Bulk and Skull doing that.
Serpent Terror, by the way.
That's a badass name. Find me what episodes that have happened so I can go watch those. You should already have it up. That's what she said.
I mean, I did say I had a lone pillar earlier.
Yeah. Oh, this is kind of sad. I actually thought Zordon was going to die. And that when you and then when you come out of the theater and you go watch the new episode of Power Rangers, Zordon would be dead. But when you go watch the new episode of Power Rangers, there's like the movie never fucking happened.
Pretty much. You were too late, guys. We're going to have to go on without him. But at least we know that deep down, his spirit will be within all of us and keep him.
The power is in us
and
all.
And keep us fighting for good.
Zordon hasn't made a Power Rangers appearance since he died in Wild Jungle, right?
Pretty much, as far as I'm aware.
This is the moral lesson point.
If you cry hard enough, anything can happen.
No.
That's what I got from this.
No, they're not crying, though. They're just using their powers to revive them. Not gonna lie, though, one of these days I would love a replica Green Ranger helmet.
Well, maybe not cry, but if you wish hard enough...
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll be undone.
I mean, to be fair, it works for Zordon because... It's their powers are tied to his, so it works.
We can do this, guys. We can do the thing.
I love how with this, it's pretty much just they're basically redoing like whatever destruction they caused. They just reversed it.
It just reversed the film footage.
Pretty much.
What?
I'm alive. I wonder who they're going to get to play Zordon.
It'd be funny if it was Jason David Frank.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if he does. If like any of the original Rangers don't have cameos. They should have cameos.
We did that thing. Also, is his body like still in there, or did it just dissipate and now he's a giant head?
It was always so weird to see that Zordon had a body.
It's like, why do you not have a body anymore? And now we're basically at the end of the movie.
Where Bulging Skulls are completely in there full of shit.
Death could use a mint.
That's a great line. Balkan's color great.
Look, kid, we're kind of busy eating this large meal. Being Power Rangers is
I keep forgetting that the Power Rangers are secret identities. That they're not a known thing.
Right. Tommy with his long ass hair, for whatever reason.
Well, it's the '90s.
Did you have long hair in the 90s?
No, I can't have long
hair. I certainly didn't.
I can't have long hair like that. I have just curly hair, thick. Like, just thick curly hair. By the way, Silver Ranger would actually become a thing in about, what, several years after this, right? And that, too.
Yeah, that was in space.
Well, no, the silver, it was in space, and then the Gold Ranger was, what, just a couple years, like 2 years after this, right? Or at least maybe
say yes, but I don't think so.
It was Zeo was before Turbo, right?
Right. Yeah. Zeo, you're right. There was a Gold Ranger.
Maybe like a year after this.
There's barely any gold on that Ranger, though.
It was mainly the pauldrons.
You're the pauldron.
Thank you, Power Rangers.
That's a fire hazard. I'm gonna have to call the police.
Like, this is something they want the credit. No, fuck you guys.
Where's Bulk and Skull's time to shine? Also, with Tommy's hand on Kimberly's shoulder, you just know they're going to do it later.
Oh, of course they are. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I'm really glad we did this one after that shit fest that was Mortal Kombat Annihilation last week. But Topher, Mr. Dragon, is the power inside you.
Always. But let's be honest here, it is still pretty bad.
It is
nothing but camp in action, which was exactly what Annihilation
but
was
at least,
last week.
At least it was enjoyable for the most part. It wasn't groan-inducing, you know? For some reason here, it wasn't groan-inducing. I couldn't tell you why.
Probably nostalgia value, because we grew up watching the hell out of Power Rangers.
Probably. But at least we admit it that, oh, look, there's a little post-credit sequence.
And now Goldar is the main boss guy. The fuck you say? So, how did they escape?
I don't fucking... Who cares? So, yeah, this movie is hilarious. It's bad. It's not good. But if you can get to the camp, it's definitely... At least it stays true to what the show was. You know?
Yeah, it does.
It's dumb. It's stupid. It's big. I just,
So many backflips.
But I'm really glad. And, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll do Turbo Power Rangers Turbo. It's called Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, which is such an odd title. But yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it. Let us know what your favorite Ranger is.
Your favorite Red Ranger.
I mean, that's
just answer it for them.
I mean, you could. I mean, there's a lot of Red Rangers at this point. Let us know who your favorite Ranger was, what your favorite Ranger weapon, toy, Zord, era. Do you still watch Power Rangers? Do you care about Power Rangers? How do you feel about the new reboot? Just all sorts of, just talk about It's Morphin Time, you know? God, there was no more iconic phrase than that for a kid growing up in the mid-90s, you know? Like, if you were born from 1990 to about 1993, you were indoctrinated in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Pretty much.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we got a whole bunch of fun surprises. The next several movies are Mr. Dragon's picks, and we actually got a pretty good lineup going into before we head into our Superman marathon.
Yeah.
So until that, I'm the Marvelous Iggy.
I'm Mr. Dragon.
And all you... Remember, the power's inside you. We'll see you all next week. Have a good time, everybody.